am ever so grateful that you came. Really, it was the strangest thing. I'll tell you all about it when you come inside. Poor thing. You must be soaking wet. Why don't you leave your shoes at the door and take off that jacket of yours? I'll sit you by the fireplace so that you can get all warmed up. I know how water must make your bones shiver. Follow me into the parlor. Is this your first night on the job? That is wonderful to know. When I phoned the police, I assumed that they would send someone who had more experience. It's just wonderful to have someone so bright-eyed working on a case like this, don't you agree? A fresh set of eyes and everything? Go ahead, take a seat. Anywhere you like. Do you want anything to drink? Maybe some tea or coffee or... You just want to get to the case. Enough pleasantries then. I'll begin. It was just a normal night. I was downstairs reading when I heard the door open and close. He'd gotten home early from work today. Usually the first thing he does is he walks down the stairs to greet me because he knows I'm usually in one of two places. Either the basement in the makeshift library he made for me or this room, funnily enough. But this time he didn't do that. I thought it was odd, but I went back to my story assuming he had something else to do. There was the normal shuffling upstairs of footsteps from him and the butler and the maid. That reminds me, should I get them or should I just finish my part of the story first and then you'll interview them? You'll interview them later? Perfect. Where was I in my story? Oh, that's right. So they were walking around upstairs and making noise. Finally. Gosh, this is so hard. After a few minutes, I heard the door to the basement and I smiled to myself. He hadn't forgotten me after all. I called out something along the lines of, "Oh, so you finally paid your wife a visit," with a giggle. He started to respond and... Then there was a crash. The most dreadful thing happened. I saw him slide down the stairs and he must have landed on his neck or something because he was just dead. I'm sorry about the tears. It's just so painful to get through. I just loved him so much. I ran over straight away, calling his name, begging for him to respond. I called for Julia, that's her maid, to phone the police. I tried to do CPR after dragging his body to an area with more space, but it seemed like his death was instantaneous. Oh my god. He didn't respond. He just stared lifeless at the floor. My poor, sweet darling. He was taken from me all too soon. With the police on the way, I decided to have a glass of wine to calm myself down and just wait. It was the best option available. I don't want to touch his body more than I already did. It was truthfully an accident. You believe me, don't you? Yes. Julia and our butler, Jack, they can answer these questions for you as well. Their story will be the same as mine. We have nothing to hide, officer. Really. This was just an unfortunate accident, and there isn't much that could have been done. You You wish to see the body? Oh, I don't know if my heart can handle looking at my darling in that state. No wife should have to lose her beloved husband in such a freak accident. We had only just gotten married as well. Our marital bliss cut short by cruel fate. But I will do what I must. It is what he deserves. Dignity and respect and to be at peace. Follow me to the basement. I will warn you. The steps to the basement are a bit steep. You might want to use the wall on the left side as a balancing point when you are walking down them. This is your first case, after all. You go first. I'm still trying to get the courage to look at my poor dead husband. What do you mean? Why isn't the body at the bottom of the stairwell if he fell? Remember? I told you I pulled him over so I could give him CPR. There isn't enough space at the bottom for two people, especially when one is laying down and the other is on their hands and knees trying to bring them back to life. See? I told you. The body is right where I put it. He's barely warm. My handsome husband. What a tragedy. What book was I reading? It's right here on the table. An old favorite of mine. Exquisite Corpse by Poppy Zebright. It's not a tale for the faint of heart. One of the most twisted tales I've ever read. I guess it's some kind of irony I was rereading a book about two serial killers when my husband died. Are you going to call an autopsy in to determine his cause of death? I already told you his death was instantaneous. I guess it is some sort of relief to know that he didn't suffer, but now I'm left with a gaping wound in my heart. What do you mean? What are those marks on his neck? I really don't think it's polite to discuss what a husband and wife do in the privacy of their home in their own bedroom. It has nothing to do with his death. I already told you. It was something that the two of us were doing when it was just him and me. That's all. Oh, are you really going to push a grieving widow over what she and her husband did in the bedroom while his body, not even cold yet, lies on the floor in front of them? No. No. I refuse to dishonor him like that. You are a complete stranger, and I will not divulge what we were into with you. Fine. I'll tell you. Just give me a second. Can you do that for me, officer? Thank you so much.
Julia, now.
So you were asking, what those two puncture wounds on my dearly departed husband's neck were. I really didn't want to do this. I had such high hopes when they sent a rookie to investigate. But you just wouldn't believe my story, would you? No. You had to go and play little investigator. Stick your nose where it doesn't belong. To put it bluntly, it was None of your business. Did you catch the past tense? Was. You decided to make it yours. So now, I have to put a stop to it. Your little hunch, whatever you were feeling, was correct. My husband didn't just fall down the steps. He was a methodical man and was not some bumbling oaf. I drained him. I drank every ounce of blood in his body. See, he had started asking questions about me. Too curious for his own good. In a way, you remind me of him. You're both attractive and so smart. Which is going to lead to your downfall. In fact, he was questioning me when I decided he had to go. He was no longer useful to me. At least he can feed me and give me one thing. So, I took out my fangs, and I drained him. In fact, if you did an autopsy on him, you would find his blood is completely gone. Disappeared in the thin air, basically. I disposed of him, and now I'm going to have a little bit of fun before I dispose of you. First, I am going to drink from you. Not all of your blood, because we're going to play afterwards. Just you and me. Finally, I'll use a little bit of hypnosis to change the events so I get off scot-free and you don't remember any of this. You'll remember this exactly how I want you to. I'll be declared innocent, a grieving widow and a victim of a freak accident. And do you want to know why you are going to do this? Because even if you break free from me, Julie and Jack will simply catch you. And you do not want to be part of their playtime. Be good for me. This isn't going to hurt. It's going to feel like pure bliss. Now you seem about ready to be played with. You are going to love this part. Trust me.